The night came down around them, and there were stars. But Timothy couldn't find Earth. It had already set. A nightbird called among the ruins as they walked. Dad said, "Your mother and I will try to teach you. Perhaps we'll fail." "I hope not," said Mum. "We've had a good lot to see and learn from." "We planned this trip years ago, before you were born," Dad continued. "Even if there hadn't been a war, we'd have come to Mars, I think."
"I've always wanted to see a Martian," said Michael. "Where are they, Dad? You promised."
"There they are," said Dad, and pointed straight down. The Martians were there, in the canal, reflected in the water. Timothy and Michael and Robert and Mom and Dad. My first wedding is turning out to be rather disappointing. When I get married, it won't be a peach and polyester affair. The Crimpline Inquisition is very unhappy about the state of affairs at the reception, which is now in its third hour without any sign of a toast or a cutting of the cake. The tension coming out of the TV lounge is visible, and I hurry on my way, only to be confronted by a seething bride.
"Have you seen Ted?"
she demands in a very vexed way.
"Ted?" "Yes, Ted, my bloody so-called husband. Where are they all?"
Gwen had opted for lunch at the golf club, golf being her other passion. She'd only just settled herself when her arch-rival Mariella Matheson appeared in top-to-toe new tweed. "Do you know," announced Gwen in a low voice, "I saw her at the Kimblewick point-to-point last week. She's not a day under 90, and she has two bloody boxes which were kitted out in brand new tweed at a point-to-point. Talk about nouveau riche. Who does she think she is? The Queen of the County?" As this was a role Gwen had indisputably bagged for herself, Stephen held his peace. "Oh, God, she's got that dreary daughter of hers. What's her name? Maureen? Margaret?" "I seem to remember it's Monica," Stephen supplied.
"That's right, Monica."